Between 1943...
Six candles were lit, each representing 1 million Jews systematically murdered by the Nazis before and during World War II. Not all those who lit the candles were Jewish, and the diversity was no accident. Peter Weinrieb, president of the Holocaust Resource Center of Buffalo, acknowledged millions of others deemed undesirable by Adolf Hitler's regime were also put to death. Weinrieb says hate is on the rise again against many different peoples here and abroad.
There is a 10% rise in hate crimes since 2014 committed in the United States, with African American, Jews, and Muslims targeted in many of these incidents. Since we last met a year ago, we have witnessed Charlottesville and locally Windermere and Amherst, where anti-Semitic and racist vandalism was found on school playgrounds.
There was also a threat made against the local Jewish community center, and early in 2017, anti-Semitic and racist graffiti was found in Orchard Park. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars says what's encouraging is that the public is not standing for it.
We will continue to fight it locally, and I'm very proud to live in a community that says no. We are not going to allow this to happen. We are going to stand up.
As the candles were lit, passages were read honoring some of the heroes of the Holocaust, individuals who risked their lives hiding Jews from their would-be captors. Mayor Byron Brown.
This is one of the darkest chapters in world history, and it's important that we never forget. But it's also important to recognize those courageous individuals at that time who stood against hate.
Brown and Polenkars issued a joint declaration marking this week Days of Remembrance for the Victims of the Nazi Holocaust. On Sunday morning at 10:30, Temple Beth Zedek in Amherst will host a Yom HaShoah commemoration. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.